Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays.
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss. I have a new co-host today, and I'm going to introduce you to her in just a moment. I'm so excited because this topic that we're bringing on is guaranteed to support you in 2020 in building a legacy that you can be proud of, because we're talking about changing the conversation from money to vision, part one, with my guest and co-host, Joan Sharp. But first, I want to introduce you to this lady and share with you how absolutely, amazingly qualified this lady is and what we're all going to learn, because it's a process. And changing the dialogue from money to vision, that's really a newer way to look at it. And Joan brought with her slides and stories of how we can really make this easier for ourselves. So let me tell you who Joan is. Joan Sharp of River Financial Advisors is not just an advisor. She's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support your values and life experiences, legacy, and wealth. Joan is a highly credentialed financial advisor with a twist. She always starts the conversation with her clients, asking them deep questions about life's dreams and desires, and then leads them to the legacy that they deeply desire. Joan's impact stems from her commitment to lifelong learning. She holds an MS in financial services from the American College. She's a Colby certified TM consultant, a certified financial planner, a chartered financial consultant, a chartered advisor in philanthropy, a registered life planner, and a certified financial traditionist, and has completed both parts of Money Quotient Financial Life Planner Education. Wow. Welcome to the show, Joan Sharp.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm excited to be here and starting this conversation of changing from money to vision so we can just feel stronger and more empowered in who we are and moving forward.
So when I met you, right away, when you and I met, I was, first of all, entranced by, you know, your qualifications and what you're doing, what you're bringing to the world. And I was also captivated by that background that you have. So yes. Do tell us, ask us, you know, share with us about what the meaning of that backdrop is all about.
Well, River Family Advisors is named River because we all come from a lake at the top of a mountain. And then we carve our own riverbed as we go down through life. And we go over rocks, and they get rid of the family stuff, right? And also transition and change. And at the end, we're all back in the lake together again. So this backdrop is representing everything that we're going to be talking about, and why River Family Advisors is River Family Advisors. And I will say it's Lake Moran in Banff, Canada. I actually took that picture.
Yeah. And that's why it perfectly represents what you stand for, what you're about, what you're teaching us, and helping us to have a visual is always, you know, it's great for learning in that way. So how did How did Joan come about? What's your story? How did you become Joan and do what it is that you do?
Well, I can say I had all the advisors someone would want supporting you, right? Investment advisors, attorney, accountants. And I had several different things happen. But one big thing, I had a transfer. I worked for a corporation and I had a transfer from one city to another. And my accountant was very involved with me in this transfer. And when my house in the place I was moving sold, and I was already in the new location, the company I was working for was paying my rent, wanted me to rent, I wanted to rent, and was also helping pay the taxes to cover it. Well, so my realtor came to me and said, hey, the people want to close 2 weeks early. Is that okay with you? And I didn't see a problem. All my stuff was out of the house, you know, and she just said, check with your accountant. I'm like, okay. And as I said, my accountant had been involved in every piece of paperwork. And I called her and I said, hey, they want to close 2 weeks early. Is there any problem? She said, no, go ahead with it. Well, 2 years later, I had to pay capital gains on that house. And it was because the tax law was changing and how you were billed on capital gains for selling personal real estate to where it is today. That's how long ago this happened. And I had many different situations like that. And what it was, so I asked her, I said, why did you not know? Like, why am I having capital gains? She's like, well, I just assumed you would buy another house within 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. But she said, you always buy a house, but I never buy right away. And we didn't know how long this one job was going to last. And when I moved to a new city, I wait at least 6 months before I buy something. And I have to say, it was like, she did not talk to me and find out what my vision was. Cause my vision was not to stay in this position and to stay for a little bit and move on. And so that's where part of where I realized there are more people out there with me that may have like me that have advisors and may not want to switch their advisor, right? But need someone to understand and have the conversation about the vision and understand the different nuances so that you can make clearer decisions.
Yeah. So did you say this didn't just happen 2 years ago? This happened a while back, right?
Yes, it did, in the late 90s.
Yeah. So that's pretty much been the whole process of what made you want to, be an advisor for people to help them, you know, with some of these things that happened to you so that doesn't happen to somebody else, right?
Right. Yes, I've been developing and working on it. And as I started in this industry and getting my CFP, I realized it was still just focused on goals and not having the bigger conversations. Hence, as you mentioned, this is why I've had so much education, looking to be able to be deeper and to have the conversation with people and realizing their words are not out there. It's, you know, about changing the conversation, about talking vision. So this is why I'm very adamant about it, because we are not, and I think in society, we relate to each other about money, right?
Mm-hmm.
We use money as the excuse, but it's rarely the reason, and it ends conversations. So let's go forward and let's start digging a deeper riverbed, right? With our legacy by talking about our vision. So if you don't talk about that, your riverbed doesn't get as deep because people are guessing why you make decisions.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that stood out right away when you and I had the conversation about coming here and putting together this show. Over the next year, you're going to be educating us and helping us with having this conversation of changing our conversation from money to vision. Today is part one. And every month we're going to be talking about another opening, another conversation, and you're going to be bringing us tools and tips and techniques to support us in having these conversations. So you have a slide, and I want Zach, would you put the slide up? We are the river slide. So for those of you that are watching us right now on Facebook Live, Transformation Talk Radio, you're going to see the slide. And then you and I are not seeing it right here, Joan, but you know this slide, right?
Yes. So
why don't you tell us what this slide says?
Well, this slide is what this backdrop is. We all come from a lake at the top of a mountain, one family. We start our journey as the river. The rocks serve as natural filter to filter out family stuff. There is transition and change. And like a river, we leave our mark, carving it every day. It becomes our legacy. In the end, we join the lake at the bottom of the mountain. So my question to you is, do you want to carve that riverbed deeper so it stays longer? And that's what changing the conversation will do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's what we're going to discover. And this is a perfect question. Ask us that question again.
Do you want to carve that riverbed deeper so your legacy is deeper and lasts longer?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And I do. I can tell you right now that I definitely want to go deeper, and I want to have that conversation. And I know that there's many people that might be tuning in today for the first time that are listening to this, that now is the time to really have that conversation. We're just beginning 2020, and it's the perfect time now to look at the legacy, the footprint that you want to leave on this planet, and have that conversation and, you know, empower yourself, because that's the other thing. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go deeper into the conversation. So welcome, Joan Smart. It's wonderful to have you here with us. And we're going to be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my new co-host, Joan Sharp, not smart. I said smart, and that's because she's so smart. She is so smart. This lady is so smart, but that's, I wanted to make sure that I have that correction. I earlier before we went to break, I called her Joan Smart, and her name is Joan Sharp. So I wanted to make that correction. I got it. Everybody else has got it. Okay, here we are. Now we're back and we're talking about the two sides of money. And we're going to also pull up a slide. And for those of you that are watching us live on Facebook, you're going to see this slide, the two sides of money. And I really highly recommend that you, if you're listening to this podcast later, to go to the YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and take a look at this slide, because you're going to really see how she talks about this and how that's going to help you have a different conversation. So the two sides of money. What do you mean by the breath between the two?
Well, let's start with what the two sides are. Is the analytical, which is your investments, your cash flow, tax planning, legal documents, all the stuff that you try to separate and just be an Excel sheet with, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the personal side, which are your emotions and your values and what's important to you. And some people call that sometimes your irrational side, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just try to keep that separate and you argue with it. Well, what I'm talking about, instead of keeping them separate, let's put breath between the two. You really do it in your mind, but a lot of times we don't verbalize it, and or we don't allow ourselves to breathe through the two together, when, especially when it may be uncomfortable where you don't feel the two are matching, because that is where the conversation is in your head. So let's bring the conversation out. And that's what I mean by it. Let's put breath between and stop resisting and maybe not talking well to ourselves about what we're thinking because the two may be in conflict.
Yeah. So that's a really important distinction. The analytical side and the emotional side, right?
Yes.
That's a really important piece, because normally when we're talking about money or we're thinking about money, that's not what we think about at all. We don't think about the analytical side and the emotional side.
Right.
Right. So this is it's a whole new way of opening to look at money, the two sides of money, like you said, and also to look at and even ask yourself the question, how do you view it? What's your first thought? Do you first go to the emotional side or do you go to the analytical side?
And it depends, right? What you're doing, right? So some people, let's just say you're outside shopping and you see the best pair of shoes, especially since we have women on this call, right?
Yeah.
Or a piece of jewelry, and you just look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, that would pull all those outfits I have together, right? Or make new outfits. Or else you're like, oh my God, those are so expensive. That would be so ridiculous, even though I would wear them every day. Right. And then you bad talk yourself. So if you've already got together what is your vision and what you're trying to accomplish, then maybe you won't fight or bad talk yourself. Have you ever done that when you've been shopping and you see something and you're like, and it may just be you're planning on buying it, right? And it may just be $50 over budget, but it is exactly what you need. But then you start bad talking bad to yourself. Have you ever had something like that?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's definitely something that we do that has been, that we've been conditioned by. Yeah. And it's kind of automatic because, mm-hmm. you know, again, the belief that's underlining there somewhere that says we can't afford it and we talk ourselves out of it. Right. And then we do this whole thing and, you know, keep ourselves in contempt or whatever and talk, you know, and right. respond in a way that isn't very kind and isn't very loving.
Right. So isn't putting the breath between it and honoring this solves what I was looking for and this is what I'm going to do. It is a priority, or saying, you know what? That really wasn't a priority and I want to do something else. So now we're putting some breath between it instead of the resistance of it. I mean, think, and also some people don't go and look at their checking account after they do something like this, or don't open the mail of the credit card. And all you're doing is hurting your inside and not taking care of yourself, right? Because taking care of that analytical side of you is also taking care of your personal side.
Yeah, because in truth, what happens if you don't look at it and put the breath, place the breath in between, if you don't look at it, it most likely will wake you up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, because it's the elephant in the room that wants to be seen. And there's really nothing to be afraid of when we are willing to look at it. Look at it from the place. Here's the analytical part. Here's the emotional part. Sometimes, you know, this one is up. Sometimes this one is up. And being able to be, you know, observing this from a place of, like one of my other co-hosts would say, curiosity.
Yes.
There you go. From a place of curiosity rather than, you know, bad mouthing yourself or, you know, talking bad to yourself.
Yeah. And also it can be, and this happens even if you have plenty of money to pay it, it's still a game we play with ourselves. I had someone one time with cash flow, and when they saw what the annual cost of something in particular was, they said, oh my God, I didn't realize that was the annual cost. I've been looking for a way to not do this anymore. There was the emotional, but had to use the money as the excuse. She was fighting with herself about letting go of it. And for some reason, by seeing the annual number helped give her the voice and the breath between the two. But it was, she needed to make the decision and not say it was about the money. She needed to talk to that person about why she needed to walk away. It was because she wasn't feeling well about doing it, but because she had the resources, she didn't feel she could tell that person, I can't afford you, because she could very well afford it. It was just not satisfying anymore. So that is an opposite. When you keep paying for something because you can't say, I can't afford it.
Yeah. And so basically you're tolerating something and you're not using your voice and having those conversations, even honoring yourself. I think it comes down to that, right? Is really self-honoring, whether you want the pair of shoes or whether you want to not do something anymore, you know, whatever it is, but it's that honoring and realizing that you're going to come from the two places, the analytical, the emotional, and putting that breath in between. This is your baby. This is your way of communicating with your clients, right? And what you're doing in your own life.
Yes. And starting that conversation right in the middle where the overlap is, where the breath, putting that breath in and starting that conversation there. Yes. I don't, Yes. I am not the person you can say we can't afford it to, because then it's like, really, what's going on? What's really going on?
That's so good. I know later on in the show, we're going to be showing a slide. We're going to be showing a slide about the islands, and y'all are going to love this because it's really great. When you and I were talking before, even before the show, we were talking about, you know, for the mothers and the parents that are raising children, to not raise your children from, you know, planting that seed right off in the beginning when they're young by saying they can't afford it, because later on what's going to happen, we can't afford it, is that this is a condition that we have to undo because it's a story that we're going to tell over and over and over again. And we don't want to do that. So it's really about being conscious and, you know, putting that breath in between and having those conversations, right?
Right. And if you say that, then people only think of you as about money. They've missed what your riverbed and legacy is on why you really said, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And that's why your mission to change the conversation from money to vision is so important. Yeah. This is what you said to me. This is my mission. I'm really adamant about this, and I really want to focus on the vision piece. So with anything, even whether you have an idea of something that you want to create in the future, and then something comes to you that it shows up, and now it's requiring that you have the conversation about money, and you're looking at maybe it's an answer to your prayer. It's something you've called into your life, right? And then not to use an excuse and push it away and say, no, we can't afford it, or I can't afford it.
Right. Which is actually, there's a fear there of some sort, right?
Yeah.
And we've got to walk through fears. And money has been in society, we've allowed money to be our block.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're the lady that is going to stand there with her hand on her hip, and she's saying, don't talk to me about we can't afford it. I see that. I see that. That's really awesome, because, hey, we need more of that. How many people are out there actually, you know, saying this and talking like that? So,
yeah. And I can say that sometimes you can't afford exactly what you're dreaming, but there is a path to do a vision that you have.
There is. And that's the point that you want to point out, is what's the vision?
Right.
Always comes back to the vision.
Yes, it does. And because that is where we set our expectations.
Yes. That's, you know, that's the conversation that we need to have. And even when we were pre-planning for the show, I always want to be able to bring that back. And that's why we use the tagline, part one, part two, part three, because we always want to have that vision talked about, so that we can really make a change on that level, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm so excited. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we're going to share the next slides about going to the islands and having that conversation.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back. I am loving this conversation and I love this right here. Money as an excuse, not a reason. Talk to us about that, Joan.
Okay. Well, as we've been talking about, is putting the breath in between. But what does that really look like in conversations, right? Mm-hmm. So with this slide, you can see how many times have you guys been in a conversation mm-hmm. where you may say to a friend, a spouse or something, let's go to the islands, and they come back at you, we can't afford it. And the conversation is shut down. But that person may be thinking, I can't afford a week, or I don't like the islands. And so imagine if you had started that conversation with, hey, I want to get away with you for a couple of days, let's go to the islands. Now that person can come back to you and say, I only have 3 days I can take off. I'm not sure I like the islands. What if we go to the city or the mountains? Now you're having a conversation, right? And you keep things stable. And we can even flip it. What if you were on the other side and someone came to you and said that? And instead of just saying, I can't afford it, why don't you say, what are you thinking? This is what I'm talking about, because so many conversations end because of people just throw out money and it's over. I had a conversation with someone last night using this example, and he said his wife will say, let's go here for a week, and they travel a lot, and he'll be like, no, we can't afford it. And she's like, are you kidding me? What do you mean we can't afford it? And he said it's just because he doesn't want to go wherever she should suggest it.
Wow. So that's how you saw that. I mean, this is not the only conversation, because you work with people all the time, but this is the conversations that's absolutely happening out there, where they may not want to go to the place, and or they may not have the time off, and they may not have as much time to even go.
Right. Yeah. I mean, think about that. When they say we can't afford it, well, we say that when we can't afford the time off, right? We can't afford the money. I mean, it's a generic phrase, and people use it because we're in our heads, right?
Yeah.
So what this is part of what changing the conversation is about. And I have an example of someone I was working with, and after listening to me, she went to her husband and said, hey, I want to get away with you somewhere for before you make this acquisition in business, just the two of us. Mm. And normally he says no to a vacation immediately. We can't afford it. And this time he said, oh yeah, but I just don't want to be part of the planning.
Okay. So that's cool.
Yeah. So it worked. But then what happened next was the person got stuck back in the money, right? Because they're used to, how much should we spend on this? Like, looking at two packages, one was more expensive than the other, and said to me, should I do the cheaper package or the more expensive package? We're back in the money. This is more than one step, right? And so I said, well, which one is your vision? And she was like, actually, the lesser one does. That fits who we are and how we like to travel. And I'm like, well, that answers your question. We always assume, when we don't think about our vision, when we're looking at this, that the more expensive, sometimes we spend more money because, oh, it's the nicer package, so it's got to be better and I can do it now. But actually, we end up not having fun because it doesn't represent us, right? And the vision that we actually wanted to accomplish on that trip.
Yeah. So that's exactly. So maybe even with the conversation, when we're going to, you know, I want to go away with you for a couple of days. And even then saying, my vision is that we relax, we have a good time, we connect, and right away move into the vision so that your person can right away hear where you're coming from, what the vision is. And a lot of times, you know, we want to, it's simple. It's really simple, but it's like you said, we assume that, you know, it has to be this big expensive deal when that's not necessarily the case. And then we make excuses.
Right. And actually every person, no much matter how much money you have, has a certain value or expectation for each experience. So some people go on long weekends and they don't want to spend, you know, and I say they kind of have a budget in mind, which is fine, but they understand a $3,000 experience is way different than a $20,000, but $20,000 would be way too much for some people. Others, that's what they expect, right? Every person has a vision. Have you gone on vacation with friends and not talked about your vision, and you get there and everyone's like, oh, I thought we were going to these kinds of restaurants while we were here, right? Mm-hmm. Or visiting these kinds of sites. And then all of a sudden there becomes disagreement in the group, right? And it's just not as fun a vacation as you had envisioned.
Right. Yeah. I bet you have this, you see this a lot with people in relationships also, yeah. Right? That are in relationships that this is a stressor in the relationship.
Yep, it is. And I'm going to say, and it is when we have change, I have a mobile to show.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So with family, right, when there's change and we're having, and we haven't had the conversations of things, or we're going on a vacation or we're doing something, one person, something happens, it affects the whole system. So I have a mobile here. It's a sculpture, actually, like a mobile. And when you touch it, everything moves. But if you start having those vision conversations as change, or you go on these on vacations or do things together, the more you have the communication about the vision, the less the movement would be in a family, right? Because more, there's going to be movement, because if you have teenagers, you always know someone's going to be disappointed, right? But you have your in-laws or something, it will be a little less movement if everyone lays out their vision and prior to doing something. And I'm going to say, when I say the word vision, it could be for this weekend. It could be for next week. Most people, when you say vision, think it's 5 or 10 years, right? But don't you have a vision of what tonight is going to look like on a Friday night? This is Friday night when we're taping, or what your weekend is going to look like. And have you not set your expectations around that?
Yeah, I think that's right there. Huge. I really don't feel like people are thinking vision. I think a lot of times people just think of, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to go here, I have to do this. And they're not thinking of the vision. They're not doing that. And that's why I think this is such an important topic to keep, to, you know, flip this and change it, to really, you know, be more co-creative and be more in your vision, and even talk about my vision for this call, my vision for this experience, my vision for dinner tonight, for vacation, and that, to get everybody involved in the conversation. What's your vision? To make it fun.
Yes.
Because we're having a collaborative effort, right?
Right. And a conversation. And then, you know, and people can say, I really want to go here, but I can't afford this. So you have friends, I'm sure, that have more money than other friends, and you like doing things. So it's like, okay, what's the experience? And the one with most money may say, well, I'll cover you. But that's not what the other person wants. They want to be able to stand within themselves. So it could be you go, and what is it going to, how is this going to look? And how are we going to do this? So we are all enjoying it together without anyone feeling uncomfortable. And I'm going to say, because people say money is personal, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm asked, is it really the money that's personal? Because we talk money all the time. It's always a reason, right? But so is it our vision that's personal? We never talk about that. But our vision is really our legacy that we're leaving, how we see the world and how we make decisions. So I go back to, money is personal. Because we know and communicate our vision, and someone's not going to question, can you afford it? Because really, it isn't their business if you're very clear on what your vision and what you're accomplishing is.
Wow, that's a really beautiful way to view it and look at it, because that's not something that we think about, that money is personal. The vision is personal, and do we not want to share our vision?
Right.
And to really have that conversation about sharing your vision, we have to flip it. We have to think more that way, that that's what it's about. And that's why I'm excited about this topic, changing the conversation from money to vision, part one with Joan Sharp. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Joan, let's see if we can recreate this. During the break, we were talking about to start changing your conversation. That's the topic, that this is what this is about. And that's what we want to talk about.
Right. And it's about communication, ultimately, because by changing the conversation, you can communicate. We talk money, but that's not communication. It actually stops the communication. So what we need to do is create the communication with the people around us we care about, the people we're working with. We do things like this at work, right? Because companies have mission and vision. And this is the direction people are working on. And when they're communicating, that's where they go. Why don't we do this personally?
Yeah, that's exactly. So this is a whole new way of being and operating and communicating, self-love, love in the relationship, communicating, starting the conversation. It's all part of that legacy building.
And it's feeling, yes. And it's about being comfortable with your vision and verbalizing it and sharing it. Because really, even though you may not talk about it or be scared to talk about it, it's how you ultimately show up every day, or you miss showing up every day.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. It's how you show up every day, or you miss how you show up every day.
Yeah.
Really good. So Joan, share with us, what is your vision for this show for these next 12 months? Because I want to, you know, let everyone know that you're always going to be on the second Friday of the month. It's kind of cool to remember that, because it's like today's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. So the second Friday of every month, you're going to be coming on and you're going to be having this conversation with us. So what is your vision over this year of what we can expect?
Well, my vision is, first of all, to talk to people and have people as guest speakers too, that think similar and may have their own situations and things and ways they're working, and understanding how important these conversations are and the difference they make in the way they show up with themselves and their families, and people that support people. One of our guests is going to be Susan Axelrod, who is the Confident Coach. And really, I can tell you from my own, she really helps you stand in how you want to be and show up in your work life that also is reflected in your personal life. So we will be doing that. And I also offer a conversation group quarterly. And it's a year program that you need to sign up for. And there's not a lot of people in the group, but if you really want to move the conversation forward in your life, it's a way to have people check in. It's a Zoom group or a video group. Check in, and I, you know, have conversations on, and I set up tools and homework for people to do, and also help them understand how they communicate. And they would be able to sign up for a group, and then we start with them for a year. That group stays together and supports each other as they're changing the conversation and move to the next level and find the I'm back in the money again. Or they show up in the group in the money, and how do we help them move forward with that? And that is on my website to sign up for the conversation groups. And there's a week in each quarter, and there will be a couple groups going on at that time. And so that's helping people start realizing and wanting to move forward with having these conversations and changing the way they're answering things themselves. So if you have children, a great example would be in May, we're going to really kind of focus on what are you doing for vacation, right? And how are you involving that? And where is that conversation? And where is the vision?
Yeah.
And it doesn't, if you don't have children, it doesn't matter. You want to be part of this because I'm sure you're planning a vacation.
Yeah. And I mean, there's many things that you said. I want to address the website piece. What is the name of your website?
It is riverfamilyadvisors.com. Yeah. And you click on changing your conversation.
Good. We're going to put that into the YouTube link below, so that you can go to the website and check it out and definitely get involved in a group, because that's the, you know, that's the fun part when we can learn from each other. You know, we learn from each other when we can, and we know that it takes a while to, you know, to shift habits, shift patterns, and shift conversations. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's why I like the year group that you're offering and the quarterly deal.
Yeah. So, right. Because it is kind of amazing how different things when I've done this will show up in people's lives and they'll be like, oh my God. And they're right. We're right back. This is where society is. Right.
Yeah.
And this is the way we've been trained. This is a mindset reset. And then it allows you, if you become stronger in it and you start talking to your spouse or partner, eventually, family meeting with your kids. I've had a family that just totally changed their conversation, understood how they communicated differently. And they had children in one in college, one in high school. And they actually sat down and had a family meeting with their kids about what was important and how to think about things differently, where they had not really talked to their kids about money at all before, other than stress.
Yeah. So that's so important. The family meetings, the family visions.
Yes.
You know, there's so many ways to go about it. Now, do we have another slide, Zach, that we have that you can put up? That's that slide that you all can see on the YouTube video. And then also, I just want to, again, give your website, Joan, one more time for everybody that is listening.
Okay. It is riverfamilyadvisors.com, and advisors is ORS.
Yes. Now, the quarterly conversations, how does that work? It starts like every, like the next one would start in March. Is that right?
Yes. And then those people would go to March for a year if you started in March, or if you decide to start, I'm sorry, it's in April. It starts in April. And then the next quarter would start in July. And I have a week there because everyone has different schedules. So there could be more than one conversation group that gets started in a quarter. And so this is to support people in changing this conversation, to move forward in it. And also, if you feel like you're stuck in even doing your, I'm going to say your financial planning, your estate documents, and you're stuck on that, come join a conversation group. And it's, there is a fee affiliated with it, but I have you attend a free webinar where we go through this and set things up so you're prepared for the first conversation group and ready to go and start laying your vision out and changing so that you have to stay focused on what your vision is as you're making decisions. But I will say, we all have visions, right? Short and long term. Until we start walking towards them, all we know is what we know. And when you start walking towards it, that vision expands or becomes narrow. So what we thought we may have had to do or what it was may adjust as you start walking towards it. But until you start incorporating it with everything, it can't grow.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's the whole point, is we want to be able to help you to leave a footprint, to have the conversations, to have the visions, and really build a legacy that you can be proud of. And I appreciate you being here, Joan. Thank you so much for coming on today. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And we'll see you all again next time. Take good care. Thank you.
Been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.